back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to go to another issue that is concerning, and this is an early warning detection. But in Milwaukee County, back 20 years ago, the county board, because of the surge in stock values in the pension fund, passed a disastrous pension enhancement. It gave some employees who retired over $1 million, and that's not a typo, $1 million or more, in addition to their pensions, to get it out of the pension fund. And one of their people at one of the committee meetings said, "What do you anticipate the stock market will return in the next 15 or 20 years? And the other guy said, 13%. That's because it had for a few years in the late 90s. That's economic malpractice. As a result, we went heavily in debt. A lot of people cashed in with these big payments, and it was a disaster. And it led to the recall of the county executive, and we are trying to pay catch up ever since." Well, now the same thing appears to be starting the city of Milwaukee. The city of Milwaukee has a pension crisis now. As recently as, 10 years ago, we were funded 112.8% of our obligations. In other words, we were in the black really well. Now, the contribution of the city of Milwaukee from its taxes has to go from $70 million a year to $160 million a year, up by $90 million a year. And even then, we're only funded on 80% funding on an actuarial basis. We have $5.5 billion in assets. And by going up $90 million a year now, maybe more later, we'll get to 100% by the year 2043, 23 more years. And 10 years ago, it was at 112.8%. Part of it is because we had projected an 8% return. Now it's down to 7.5%. That means there's more risk, but it's incompetent. In 2020, the S&P 500 went up 16%. The total bond index went up. The Milwaukee Pension Fund was flat, and they're all saying, "Oh, that's great. It's a relief." Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? The problem is 80% of it goes to police officers and firefighters who are exempted after Act 10 from having a bargain or from having their unions destroyed. And we can't bargain with them. So the solution right now that they're looking at is to impose a sales tax, which will bring in $50 million annually, which will go to this pension fund, and we'll still be $40 million short. This is absolute madness. I'm going to say something very provocative, and you heard it right now from a former chairman of the Democratic Party. Localities in this, in Milwaukee County and city, are just another locality, although a very big one, do not have the expertise, the ability, or the political willpower, or the economic sophistication to run pension funds. They should all be run out of the state of Wisconsin retirement fund. They should merge. I'm not saying the state fund should absorb their losses. They can absorb their momentary losses, but you can no longer have public employees bargaining on things like pension enhancements. All that's happening, we're going to go like Illinois. Illinois is in the red over $200 billion because public employee unions have simply demanded more pensions. And I'll tell you what they did in Illinois. They sold off their parking meters for billions of dollars. But somebody else gets the revenue from those parking meters from now on. And they just turned that over, and it disappeared. It disappeared into public employee pension compensation. You can't do it that way. Local officials are too chicken, and they are too vulnerable to political retaliation for things like this. That's why no police officer will ever be charged for killing somebody in the job if they're unarmed, no matter what he does, as long as he has a uniform on, because local officials are too chicken to do it. That's why you need federal enforcement by non-elected people overseeing the police killing of unarmed people. And that's why you need people who are not subject to local elections to manage a pension fund. We right now are going on the way in Milwaukee, city of Milwaukee, the way the county did, to massive deficits in the pension fund and continue raising of things like sales taxes to partially make up for it. That is just flat out crazy. Flat out crazy. Our public employees do a great job. The police were exempted from Act 10 because they endorsed Walker. It was a payback to them. Firefighters were included. They're a great group. They were the first union to back Joe Biden. But you can't exempt police and not fire. I get it. The point is, all public employees should be treated very fairly and equally. They should have good pensions. They should be administered by the State of Wisconsin Retirement Board, fully funded, fully funded. And the payments can go up and down slightly depending on the returns in the stock market. And I don't want to hear anything about, well, we want some kind of collective bargaining so we get a raise every year no matter what the market does and all that. This thing has to be done right. This is Wisconsin. And you are hearing it now. Nobody sounded the alarm back 20 years ago when they were pulling this shenanigan in the county board. Does anybody out there who thinks about this, cares about this, any legislators, get on the stick, Republican or Democratic? And no local people anywhere in the state, including Milwaukee, have the expertise to administer a pension system. Not only that, there's a lot of them. Everybody thinks he's such an entrepreneur. There have been smaller localities where somebody like Cabela or Walmart will come in. They'll say, we're thinking of bringing jobs here. Can you give us a couple of $1 million to do it? Whatever happened to private enterprise? If Walmart or Cabela think that they can make money, and you know they're going to make money, this is usually in rural Wisconsin, you say, okay, I'll work with you on zoning. We'll work with you on getting the site and all that. Good luck to you, Jack. No, we're not giving you a couple $1 million. But a lot of these locals sit there and they think, oh, I'm going to be a big jobs creator. They don't understand any of this thing. I personally think that nobody in the state other than the State of Wisconsin Retirement Board should run pensions. And frankly, anything having to do with financial incentives to bring people from one part of the state to the other should be run by experts at the state level. The problem is we have a crooked Republican caucus in the state legislature. I don't trust them. Look, and look what the Republicans did in Foxconn under Walker, giving them $4.5 billion potentially upside, a private company that came in and didn't do anything and still wants money. You can't trust the Republican Party to administer money, but you can't trust localities to know, have a clue about what to do with pensions or financial incentives. And I think the answer ultimately are going to be fair maps, stop the gerrymandering, have a better legislature in there, and then have authorities, authorities like the State of Wisconsin Retirement Board that are outside of a politics, that are above politics. And that's what we need. And you've heard it here. And this is the distant early warning signal on what's happening in the pension fund in Milwaukee, just like it happened with the county 20 years ago. We're starting to come to the end of the program. We have a great, great lineup today. Not only syndicated programming with Diamond Crute, we have Earl Ingram, Robinson. We have a whole bunch of good shows. And on the weekend, we have a lot of good programming. Pizza Box Mike is my man. He calls into the show on occasion. You get a lot of crust with Pizza Box Mike. We're going to be back same time, same place tomorrow. And Matt Flynn, direct, signing off for today.